Begone, thou fatal fiery fever, now begone. Let love alone, let his ethereal flames possess my breast. His fires from thy consuming heat no aid requires, for swift desires transports my passion to a throne of rest, where I, who in the pride of health did never feel such warmth to move, by sickness tamed am so inflamed, I know no joys but love. And he that trifled many tedious hours weigh my love to try, in little space had gained the grace to have more power than I. Depart, thou scorching fury, quick from me depart. Think not my heart in thy dull flame shall be a sacrifice. A maid, dread Cupid, now is on the altar laid, be thee betrayed. A rich oblation to restore thine eyes, but yet my fair acknowledgement will prove thou hast no craft to bend thy bow against thy foe that aim to catch the shaft. For if that at my breast thy arrows thou all at once let fly, she that receives a thousand sheaves can do no more but die. No more, you learned physicians, tie your brains no more. Pray give me o'er. Mine is a cure in physic never read. Although you skillful doctors all the world doth know, pray let me go. You may as well make practice on the dead. But if my juror deign to view me with the glory of his looks, I make no doubt to live without physicians and their books. 'Tis he that with his balmed kisses can restore my latest breath. That bliss is this, to gain a kiss can save a maid from death. To you that tell me of another world, I vow and will allow your sacred precepts if you'll grant me this, that he whom I esteem of next the deity may go with me, without whose presence there can be no bliss. Go teach your tenets of eternity to those that aged be, and not persuade a lovesick maid there's any heaven be. But stay, methinks an icy slumber hath possessed my frenzy brain. Pray bid him die if you see I shall never wake again. Come on, thou fatal messenger from her that's gone, lest I alone within that quenchless flame forever fry, the lake of love being kindled wherein none can take rest but wake, where slumber hath no power to close the eye, whilst I that by my fair Cordelia desire to take a sleep, with lids wide spread upon my bed am forced to watch to keep. And she that waited many tedious hours my constancy to try, is now at rest while I oppressed fain would but cannot die. Dispatch, thou scorching fury, quickly now dispatch. By death I watch to be released from this tormenting flame. The dart set from dread Cupid sticks fast in my heart. I, wanting art, had not the power for to resist the same. Though she, who by her late acknowledgement professed thou hast no craft, yet from thy bow thou mayst her know what power lay in the shaft. Yet then thou sent'st another arrow which me of hopes bereft, most like a foe to wound me so, for whom no cure is left. Wherefore did you physicians give my mistress o'er? Had you no more experience but what you in books have read? or why you learned doctors did you cease to try your skills when I might have revived her if she'd not been dead? And yet, suppose that I in person had present been to view her, is there such grace in any face to work so great a cure? But now I'm come too late to kiss her, which were it not in vain, after her death I'd spend my breath to fetch her back again. Unto the fair Elysium thither will I go, whereas I know she is amongst those sacred ones preferred. Then I shall be admitted for to come so nigh, pardon all cry for my long absence wherein I have erred. And since by her I was esteemed so much on earth being here, hence for her sake no rest I'll take till I have found her there. No more, but only I desire to hear my passing bell, that virgins may lament the day of Gerard's last farewell.